Well, that's what if I threw the bills of cotton pack around here. We had a bunch of hives here at the time. And long as it's dry, we pick cotton. When it rained, we gin out individual cotton, while the other people couldn't pick cotton. And I jumped the baller blowed up, but I went up there and showed up one morning. At 2 o'clock, that's when you fired up. And when the steam got up there to about 90 pounds, we hear the curious noise. About daylight, I went pushing more fire to it, and the steam comes, she got worse and worse. She comes a roaring then. In that brick wall, you know.
Oh, wow, but that was so scary.
I run there and throw the injector on. I had a pen bucket and a handcock, and the handcock will pull water as soon as long till the steam go down to 20 pounds. I throwed it on and hollered and told everybody, you better get away from here. So we hadn't stumped this land there, and some of them ran out getting behind stumps or something behind the trees.
I've been doing that too.
But that injector kept pulling water. It kept pulling that water until it blowed out that fire.
Yeah.
When it blowed out that fire, we waited until it got cooled down good, went by that thing. Had to swill the belly on the bottom that big around, that spit about that long. He was going to carry that whole wall away from that chin high and on.
Well, it seemed like you'd gotten killed.
So we abandoned it, didn't get no more. Everybody around here had lost all the property done at that time, and Plainwood, they had a good time to gin the cotton and so forth, so we figured, well, it wasn't worth going to that trouble to buy a new baller, because we know in reason it wasn't going to be able to gin cotton.
Yeah.
And we just abandoned it.
But that was a big enterprise, though, when it was
going. Oh, Lord. Every 30 minutes, bale of cotton go off on it, that's it. Every 30 minutes, bale of cotton go off on it.
How'd you get them onto wagons? Do you have cranes or something that lift those big things up on them?
No, you didn't have no cranes or nothing. These cranes, you had to use these cranes.
How many did it take to put one of them 500-pound bales on a wagon?
One man.
Oh.
How'd you? No, you're...
One man, he didn't even call for no help.
I mean, a man could do it, because, like, they, you know, men today can pick up 500 pounds, you know, if they, the guys that practice at it, but
well, that's right.
They can't do it if they don't, you know, practice on it.
You got to
you
practice.
You have to bail, you know, every 2.5 seconds or so, I'm sure you
can. A bale of cotton will 500 or 600, one man will load it. It's got a square where you can roll it over like that, then it's got a head where you can hit it over.
Yeah.
If you hit it over and get it right close up to your wagon, you grab the tail end of it and the front end will fall over, then you just chunk the other end right around.
Yeah. How did y'all used to ship it? Did you ever put it on boats? Did you always put it on trains?
We put it on trains.
You did?
Put it on trains.
Yeah. And you send it off?
Send it off. That's the way we had to do it.
Where did it go up north?
Oh. Ship to be able to reach.
Yeah.
Did your father ever talk to you about, you know, where he used to live?
That's right. That's a
long time ago.
Long time ago.
Did they? I mean, the way I see it, things aren't. I mean, they're a little different now because you got cars now. But I mean, being a farmer isn't too much different now than then.